From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. As Diabetes Awareness Month comes to a close, California health officials warn more residents than ever have type 2 diabetes. Pauline Bartolone has more from Sacramento.
The California Department of Public Health estimates that a decade ago, 1 in 10 Californians had diabetes. Now that number is more like 1 in 8. Dr. Caroline Peck leads chronic disease control with the department.
A child born in the year 2000 has a 1 in 3 chance of having diabetes in their lifetime, and a 1 in 2 chance if he or she is African American or Latino.
Peck says the holidays are a time when people at risk for diabetes really need to pay attention to how they eat. She says years ago, diabetes was thought of as a genetic disease. Now, it's an epidemic tied to behavior and environment.
We work at a desk for the most part now. We work long hours, so there's not as much opportunity for exercising.
Peck says lack of access to healthy food in some communities also plays a role in the epidemic. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartolone.
California retailers hoping for stronger holiday shopping sales this year might get what they're looking for. Chapman University economist Esmael Adibi says companies should expect a very good holiday season, up 4% from last year. He credits several factors, including California's recovering economy.
Job creation is decent, unemployment is going down, and there's a pent-up demand on part of consumers, which still need to be satisfied. People who were worried last few years not spending, now they're going to continue to spend.
Adibi says California's improved housing market, lower gas prices, and a decent year for the stock market will combine to outweigh all economic uncertainty. That's the KRCB California Update. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. I'm Mark Prell.